For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Scott Morgan. Monday morning in Rock Hill, and that means... Exactly. It's kind of a little ritual to kick off the work week, dumping the last of your soda cans and cereal boxes and water bottles into those little blue buckets and hauling them to the curb with the rest of the trash. Thing is, if you look around in those little blue buckets, without coming across as a weirdo skulking around in people's recyclables, you'll notice a curious absence of a couple things you might think would be in there. Glass bottles, for instance. The city doesn't pick those up curbside, and neither does anywhere else in York County. But that doesn't mean the county doesn't take them. It does, along with a lot of things you might not think could be recycled.
Constantly we have people who go, oh, I didn't know that. And what we are trying to encourage people to do is to learn what can be recycled in their area.
Leslie Hatchell is York County's recycling coordinator.
They just need to understand that, you know, it's up to them to know what can be recycled.
For the record, all the answers are at yorkcountygov.com. But if you're driving, please don't go there on your phone right now. I'll be glad to fill you in from the safety of your radio. Besides the bottles and cans and paper curbside, York County residents can recycle lots of things that might surprise them. Fluorescent bulbs, for instance. Or shoes. Or old cooking oil. And while we're on it, old motor oil. You can't put that stuff at the curb, but you can take it to one of the county's 16 collection centers. And that includes the big dog, York County's spiffy new recycling processing center in the city of York itself. This is the county's recycling nerve center, and it's where Leslie Hatchell and others hold educational programs and give tours like the one I'm taking now. For the moment, it's a virtual tour of live action from the processing floor projected in half a dozen little windows on a big screen in a much quieter room a couple dozen feet away. It's actually pretty fascinating how this all works, a bit like a lost episode of How It's Made, maybe. In the one window, conveyor belts zip old detergent bottles and empty drink mix containers and orange juice jugs along at a pretty impressive clip. They get sifted and separated depending on how clean they are. Allison Woodruff is York County's Clean Community Coordinator.
This is the optical sorter, the machine that you see on the right. It sends light through and it tries to determine what the material is. So what it's trying to pick out is soda bottles and translucent kind of bottles, water bottles.
As sci-fi as all that sounds, human interaction is still a fail-safe for the sensor's limits.
It can't detect black bottles because the conveyor line itself is black. So there's a person that tries to pull those off to make sure that they're still recycled.
Woodruff says the human touch lets facility managers gauge the quality of the product, whether it's contaminated in a way that might make a materials buyer discard it, before it goes off into, essentially, the industrial ether. Think of it like an auto mechanic who can tell you what's actually wrong with your car versus a check engine light, which could mean anything.
We're able to see what comes in. So if there are problem materials, we know what they are, rather than it going off and somebody else separating it and us never knowing. Like if there was a heavy contamination, they could say, well, it's X percent contaminated, you need to work on that, but what is it? You know, and we can see consumer habits.
Hatchell says all these materials get prepped for a new life as something else, or at least for a reincarnation.
Paper can be made back into paper. Glass can be made right back into glass. Plastic can come back as a park bench, picnic table, fiber. That would be made into carpet, the stuffing in your pillow, or even in your winter jacket.
The money made from selling raw materials, as it were, helps pay to keep this facility in the black.
It was a little over $600,000 that the county generated in revenue from the sale of recycling this past year, which is only considered to kind of offset some of the cost of the operation of our department.
Out on the observation floor, the men and women we were just watching on TV are busy monitoring the many belts and bins and bales of plastic. The last are smooshed into cubes about the size of a car. And all this stuff gets shipped to companies around the Carolinas and Georgia that give them new life. And it's not a small amount of what would otherwise be waste. Woodruff says that in a given month,
the things that come just into the material recovery facility is about 4,500 tons. All of the recyclables in FY19, the York County Collection Recycling total was
9,745 tons.
There's the capacity to take in as much as 15,000 tons a year right now, Hatchell says. So there's no reason not to bring your recycling to the county. More information is available at yorkcountygov.com, and you can find this story with links at southcarolinapublicradio.org. I'm Scott Morgan for South Carolina Public Radio.